Some 80,000 people died of opioid overdoses in the United States in 2020, and that trend is likely to continue this year. As we hear from Edie Gross with the Virginia Public Access Project, hundreds of people in Richmond are learning how they can help in overdose emergencies.
So this story is written by Claire Darcy, and she's a writer at the Commonwealth Times, which is the independent student-run paper at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. And she writes about Professor John Fryer, who is a VCU professor who, for the last 5 years, has ridden around on this bright red bicycle throughout campus. And he offers free hot coffee to people, and then as he's making the coffee and they're drinking the coffee, he uses that as an opportunity to discuss substance use and addiction recovery in an effort to destigmatize that topic. And he's been doing this in tandem with RAMS in Recovery, which is VCU's collegiate recovery program. Starting in March, Fryer and the other members of RAMS in Recovery kind of took that effort a step further by creating a naloxone bike. And naloxone, which is sometimes known as Narcan, that's the brand name, can reverse a drug overdose. So there's a box on the front of the bike, and it holds about 100 doses of Narcan. And the cyclists show up at various places and show people how to recognize what an opioid overdose looks like, and then how to administer that life-saving nasal spray so that it doesn't end up being deadly.
People might wonder if a bicycle is the best vehicle for this, but they're able to bring along everything they need.
There's a wooden table on the back of the bike that's equipped with a CPR dummy so they can actually do demonstrations for people right there at the bicycle. And apparently using that, they've already trained about 500 students, faculty, and staff in how to recognize overdoses and how to use naloxone to save somebody.
The goal is to train people all across the Richmond area to use Narcan and to make the drug available to those most likely to encounter an overdose emergency. Edie, our next story is about a National Guard member who was able to deploy to D.C. without interrupting his day job.
This is a story written by Sydney Page that appeared in the Washington Post. And it sort of opens with this scene of D.C. National Guard Sergeant Jacob Cohut in the back of a Humvee sitting in front of the U.S. Capitol. And he's got a flute in his hands and his computer in his lap. And he's actually teaching his music students how to play Ode to Joy during a break on his National Guard duty. And that's because Sergeant Cohut, in addition to being one of more than 20,000 National Guard troops who went to D.C. ahead of President Biden's inauguration, he's also a band teacher at two public schools in Fairfax County. So he was deployed on January 13th, and apparently he said that he felt like his kids had already suffered so much disruption to learning this year that he didn't want to add to that. And so he told the principals at the two schools where he works not to bother hiring a substitute during his deployment. So instead, he would start the morning teaching his Canterbury Woods Elementary School class from the drill floor of the DC Armory. And then he would run out to do his guard shift. And then during his next break, he would teach his Frost Middle School students from the back of the Humvee.
Sergeant Cohut says he considers himself a soldier for the National Guard and a soldier for music. Edie Gross is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.